Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, let's do it. James in Colchester thinks I should never do It's Only Bloody Friday ever again after that. You know when they say go out on a high? He doesn't think it can be bettered ever. And we've been doing it for about, 5 years now? Maybe I should just hang up my OBF.
It did almost kill you, that one. On your practice run, you choked on your chicken.
I did.
I thought you were a goner.
Also, why were you eating chicken whilst trying to do it?
No, I ate the chicken before and then just went, got to...
You know,
that's how we would have wanted to go, though.
You know, I have weird phases where all I would do for lunch is just have a pack of chicken on its own.
Yeah.
Chicken breast sliced up. I did that. And I'm really sorry as well about the near-death experience.
You almost killed me as well earlier.
In fact, there have been two near-death experiences already today with Becky. Explain the chicken one.
Well, I was walking into the studio behind him and he had the big piece of chicken and dropped it on the floor. I didn't notice and slipped up on it. And then when we went to the coffee shop earlier, I almost got run over by a Range Rover with the number plate Love It.
That's what you would have wanted.
Right.
Was it a Range Rover from Love It magazine?
I don't know.
But that's what they would have printed.
Do you think somebody from Love It magazine drives a Range Rover?
With L-O-V-I-T, or 1-T. That's what it was.
Well, that challenged you, didn't it? The spelling
it
of that. Ooh. Oh, dear.
Oh. Anyway, are you all right?
Well, yeah, I'm very good, thank you. Yeah.
Are you all right? Despite the near-death?
Yeah.
Oh, we need to clear this up as well. Zoe's been on saying, could you please tell me what the hell you're shouting? I'm kind of new to Radio 1, and I cannot make out for the life of me what that's all about. Could you explain, please?
Me?
Yeah.
He shouts Only Bloody Friday.
Every week for the last 5 years. Mm. And people kind of see that as the start to their weekend, don't they? I'm just shouting, it's Only Bloody Friday. We do it every week over some music. If you actually say it like that, it sounds like it shouldn't work, but it really does.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It is not Timmy Trendy on the beginning of that track. Everyone's saying every track has got Timmy Trendy on it now.
Timmy Trendy really is becoming very high profile in the last couple of weeks. Do you not think?
I know. Well, he's the world's number one, well, the UK's number one stylist. And
it won't be long before he's the world's number one, I think.
I hear he's on Twitter now as well.
Is he?
I looked him up yesterday. Real Timmy Trendy.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah. If you want to follow.
And does he dispense fashion advice there?
Yes. Apparently the message yesterday was, OMG, Twitter is so bang on trend. So you know I've said that, he'll get some more followers, which he'll like a lot. Yeah. That was Jason Derulo.
I'm not sure about the wallpaper he uses on... Mm. Oh, no, phew, right, no, it's back to general. There's a picture of you in a headband as part of the wallpaper.
Oh, God,
that is not bang on trend.
Not in any way. Jason Derulo, it's out mid-November. Lots of people loving that tune this week. Huge in the US. It's What You Say.
The Real Timmy Trendy has 3 followers already. Can I read out that tweet? Is that right? Because I think everybody should know that the only colour for today is avocado.
Is that from the Trendster?
That's from the Real Timmy Trendy's Twitter, yeah.
Amazing. Hello?
Hello!
Hello, who's that?
It's Charlie.
Charlie, where are you today?
I'm on my way home to Leeds.
Oh, OK. Have you finished for the weekend?
I certainly have.
Yay!
Yay!
How can I help?
I was just ringing in. I wanted to know what Becky's wearing today, her final outfit after introducing all her new stuff.
Wow, this show has just turned into some kind of fashion
Can I guess the new bit of clothing today? Is it shoes again?
We should explain that Becky bought some new clothes last weekend and is slowly introducing the new look, because you don't want to introduce the new look all in one go with all of the new items.
No, so she had boots on earlier this week. That was her first new look item. And then a couple of days ago, she had the new jeans and some weird flat shoe thing. Yeah. And then... And then, are those heels the new ones today?
No, in fact, the only new item today is the belt.
Let me see.
To hold the wrong-sized skinny jeans up.
Okay.
Yeah, see, I've seen that top a million times before.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Is that necklace new?
No.
All right.
No. But I haven't ever worn the shoes to work, because I haven't had anything to wear them with. They've just been sat in a box in the wardrobe.
So, Charlie...
Anything to wear them with?
No. All girls do that, buy something and then don't have anything to wear it with.
True.
Until you get something else to wear it with.
So, Charlie, a bit of a wasted phone call, really. A belt is the answer. I'm so sorry.
I'm a bit disappointed.
We are not as disappointed as we are.
Me too.
I love you.
Love you too.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
A little bit worried about Hugh Stevens.
Are you a little worried about him?
Yeah.
Why?
I think he's gone actual mad.
Hugh hasn't gone mad.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Okay, well, listen to what I'm about to say and then tell me he hasn't gone a little bit bonkers.
Okay.
Okay? Wednesday night on his show, he's on in the evening after Zane, and what he's done is he started recording things backwards. So he's worked out how to say things backwards, so he says it and then he reverses it, okay?
Right.
So it sounds a bit like this. You know when you get like that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so he's worked out how to say normal things backwards, reverses it, and then this happens.
How's it going, everybody? It's 9 o'clock.
What was he saying there? Any idea?
No.
Okay, I'll tell you.
How's it going, everybody? It's 9 o'clock.
How's it going, everybody? It's 9 o'clock.
Right.
This is Wayne's Young, and I'm Hugh Stevens.
This is Radio 1, and I'm Hugh Stevens.
This is Wayne's Young, and I'm Hugh Stevens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hope me well. Let's start envy and normal.
Hope you're well. Let's start with envy and normal.
Hope me well. Let's start envy and normal.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that's how he starts his show at 9 o'clock on Wednesday.
That's impressive, isn't it?
It is impressive.
You couldn't do it.
Well, I think we should maybe start doing this in the daytime.
Really? With Hugh? With Hugh?
No, we could do it.
Okay, right. Do you think either of us possesses the intelligence to do this?
I don't know.
Well, I'm verging on the no.
Mm. It is impressive, yeah.
Am I wrong to say that I've done this before? And your name backwards sounds a bit rude.
Does it?
Yeah, you don't want to have to say that.
Why have you done that before?
Me and my boyfriend were bored a few weeks
really
ago.
Really bored, obviously.
And we were saying your name back. What you have to say backwards to get your name
you
in
forward.
You
and your boyfriend were really bored, so you practiced saying Scott Mills backwards.
Only because it was rude and it was making us laugh.
Do you think the passion has gone out of your relationship?
No, it's very funny.
You're talking about me and saying my name backwards, even when I'm not there. Okay, so what am I going to try now? Do I just say my name? Scott Mills. Okay, now obviously we can't play that if it's...
I don't think so.
Okay, we're just going to check that back.
Scott Mills. All right,
let's do this. What am I going to try now? Do I just say my name? Scott Mills. Slim Ox. Okay, good.
No.
Slim?
Obviously worked better when you did it. It was obviously hilarious when you and your boyfriend were trying it in the comfort of your own home.
Podcast.
You know, I was talking the other day about how I can't feel emotion anymore without emotional music.
Yeah.
And that's all thanks to X Factor.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't feel anything. Happy, sad, I can't feel it unless there's some music to go with it, which is why I put all these songs on my MP3 player. For instance, today, me and Becky were getting some coffees. Becky, sadly, nearly got run over in the street. Mm. By a Range Rover, but she's okay! She didn't get run over! See what I mean? I just can't do it anymore.
So when she nearly got ran over, you didn't feel anything at all? It's no. only since coming back in here and putting that on and just recounting the story that you feel happy that she didn't get run over.
I was numb at the time. Didn't feel a thing.
Right.
Got some sad news about X Factor this weekend, everybody. You may have heard this already. I'm doing it again, you see.
Okay.
Simon Cowell isn't very well. And we've heard he might not make it to the live show tomorrow night, which would be...
What do you mean? Is he that ill?
He's really ill.
What? You don't mean he's... You just mean he might be too ill to turn up. You don't mean he'll be off.
No, he's not going
to
be dead.
That's what you implied.
Yeah, it was what you implied.
He might not make it to 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
Yeah.
No, he just might not make the show, which will be the first time in X Factor's five-year history that Simon hasn't been there.
Okay.
He came down with the sniffles after his birthday party the other night in London. And I'd just like to say, Simon, from all of us here at Radio 1, we really hope you get better really soon. Apparently he's only been able to speak to his group of over 25s on the phone.
No,
he's that,
what,
he's
that ill? He's
that
ill. Serious?
He's not been able to do anything.
Right.
Do you know what I think, though?
I don't know, but are you going to bring this crashing in a minute? I'll
tell you what I think is going to happen.
Go on.
I think by tomorrow night, I think that Simon Cowell will make a miraculous recovery and feel better. He's fine. Woo! That's right. Call me cynical, but I think they might be exaggerating, so everyone will talk about it in the papers. What do you think?
Well, it's worked, hasn't it?
Yes. Oh, you see, that was so much more emotional. He's only sniffling a bit. Anyway, Simon, I hope you make it to the show tomorrow, yeah?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Now, I'd just like to say, and I mean this, thank you so much for listening to this show, because a lot of you do, and, what?
Nothing, I just wondered, it sounds like there was the start of an emotional speech.
It sounds a bit final, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'd just like to say thank you
Are
very
you
much.
Are retiring before they raise the pension age?
Sorry?
Are you retiring before they raise the pension age?
That's not applicable.
Oh, right, isn't it?
Okay. How very unpleasant. I was just trying to be sincere to the listeners.
There's going on around here that you don't agree with.
No, everything's fine.
All right, good.
I agree with everything
Do you?
That happens here at Radio 1. I'd just like to say thank you for listening to this show, because if you didn't, it would be quite lonely without you. And to be honest, they'd probably get rid of us, wouldn't they? It could happen at some point, but at the moment, it seems to be fine. Anyway, I know you can't listen all the time, and that's why we have a podcast, and we put our best bits from the week on it. And you can download it now or whenever you want over the weekend. It's called The Scott Mills Daily, and you can get it for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Just go to the bit that says podcasts, and you can hear pretty much all the best bits from our show from this week. However, now the Slagmeister General has mixed it all up for us. Our mixed man, Slagulous Bills, has been on, and he has put into the mix all the stuff that you can download on the podcast right now in just 2 minutes. Here it is.
You know what I'm looking for? You know what I'm looking for? Good rack. Good rack. Pink and moist.
Fern Troy is here. Hello.
Yo.
You all right?
Good.
Matt.
Hello.
Matt.
Hello.
Matt is Goodwill Hunting from in Clapham, the estate agents. Matt.
It's F-I-N.
Sorry, did you say F for flange or S for supermarket own brand?
Don't light a match if you smell gas.
I've lived in Ealing all my life and I've never seen a parakeet. But in younger days, I saw a cockatoo on Hampstead Heath.
How many partners have you had?
I'm talking about maybe 300-400. I'd like to say hello to all the nuns, especially Sister Dolores.
Remix.
Who? Timmy Trendy, fashion expert to the stars. Fashion expert to the stars.
Join with me now and say happy
birthday to Gemma.
What would you give Gemma for her birthday?
Toad in the hole.
Sebastian Vettel. Beating off Lewis Hamilton. Beating off Lewis Hamilton.
Is Mr. Loverman there at all?
Loverman.
Shabba.
Loverman.
Shabba.
Loverman.
Shabba.
No.
We've got you some presents. Now, what we've done is we've each called a different shopping channel, right?
I can't remember exactly what it's called, but I know it was on screen at around 20 past nine this morning.
It was the Slim and Lift Shorts.
The Slim and Lift Shorts?
Yeah. Did you have fun making the film?
Yeah, it was a blast.
Okay. And Heath Ledger's in the film, isn't he?
Yes.
What was it like working with Heath Ledger?
Amazing.
I've got to go now. Too many more people to style.
And that's it. That's all the stuff you can download now on our podcast for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. All that in full. Thanks, Slagula.
Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.